U.S. President Donald Trump spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping yesterday, and the American leader said that more sanctions, penalties on North Korea were on the way. China factors in because it's North Korea's only major ally. What triggered this? North Korea test-fired an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, early Wednesday morning. It was the first time in 2 months that the communist country had tested a major weapon, but it's done this several times before, despite international sanctions and the fact that the United Nations says its weapons programs are illegal. Something was different this time around, though. The ICBM reached an altitude as high as 2,800 miles. That's higher than any other weapon North Korea has ever launched. And though it splashed down off the Japanese coast, North Korea said it was capable of hitting the entire U.S. mainland. Some scientists agree, but one analyst said it probably wouldn't have gone as far with a heavy nuclear warhead on it. North Korea said the missile did have a, quote, super large heavy warhead attached. Either way, the U.S. is pushing China to do everything it can to convince North Korea to end its nuclear and missile programs. American officials say these programs endanger world peace, peace in the region, and the U.S., and that America has a long list of additional economic sanctions it can place on North Korea. The Asian country sees its weapons as a deterrent, a strength that would discourage other countries from attacking, and it says that no force on Earth can stop North Korea's advance.